A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com. And you know what, when it comes to video games, nothing makes an avid gamer salivate more than spying a juicy side quest that is appearing over the horizon. I mean, not only does this mean that we get to explore some of the wilder sides of the title that we're currently living on, but it's almost supremely satisfying to be met with even more content to justify these ever-increasing costs to purchase the bloody thing in the first bloody place. But let's take a look at some side quests that ground our faces into the mud and then laughed as we started crying. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 utterly brutal video game side quests. Number 8, Parallel Quest number 47, Super Ultimate Series of Battles, Dragon Ball Xenoverse. The Xenoverse, or Xenoverse, depending on how you want to say it, offshoot of Dragon Ball games was like a breath of fresh air to this series when they arrived on the scene, even causing the fanbase to stop tooting their skin flutes about how good Budokai Tenkaichi 3 was, and trust me, that is saying something. The sheer amount of content in these games is utterly staggering, and of course that means that there are more side quests than you can throw a sensu bean at. However, you might want to hold on to your little magic healing legumes for a second, because Parallel Quest number 47, Super Ultimate Series of Battles, will likely knock your bloody teeth out time and time again. In this ungodly test of strength and determination, the player must take on a huge cast of the Z Warriors one after the other, all on their lonesome. Things start off pretty easy with Piccolo, Tien, and Yamcha. Then Hercule and Videl show up, who you can see off in pretty embarrassingly quick fashion. But then comes Majin Buu, Vegeta, Future Trunks, Kid Trunks, Goku, Goten, and Ultimate Gohan, and all of these ones are at Super Saiyan level or above. And if you beat them, there's even more. All in all, you need to take down 20 fighters to be done with this challenge. Oh, and here's the kicker. You have to do it in 15 minutes. Good. Number 7, Platinum Time Trial Relics, Crash Bandicoot 1 from the Insane Trilogy. If you've ever wanted to see the light die from someone's eyes, then set them up on any of the Crash Bandicoot games and challenge them to get a Platinum Time Trial Relic. The sheer infuriation that can be caused by being a few milliseconds out is unparalleled, but Toys for Bob actually ushered in a new level of pain when it came to their glorious remastering of the original trilogy. Here, in the Insane Trilogy, they added in time trial relic runs into the original Crash Bandicoot. Which doesn't sound bad on paper, right? I mean, more content for free. Cheers, Bob! However, here lies the issue. This title was never made with speedrunning in mind, and as such, the level designs actively punish players looking to race through them. This creates a scenario where the player purposefully has to manipulate the game in order to put themselves in near-death situations, all to shave off tiny, and I mean tiny bits of time. Sunset Vista, Slippery Ascent, The High Road all became even more nightmarish than before, but if you really want the cream of the crap, it's gotta be The Lab. The Lab. Oh my sweating crack, The Lab. This level absolutely broke me, and did so while crushing my face into the broken glass beakers that were thrown by these assistants. Enjoy pixel-perfect jumping over lightning, collapsing floors, and time trial boxes encircled by TNT crates. My life was significantly shortened by this. Number 6, Coin Collector, Wallace and Gromit Project Zoo. Now you might be raising a plasticine eyebrow as to why beloved comedy British duo Wallace and Gromit are appearing on a list of brutal side quests, but let me address this right now. The reason is simply because the side quest to collect all of the coins on the lava level is utterly broken. The issue arises from the absolutely abysmal programming job that's been done on this game, especially the GameCube version, which thanks to having a code with more holes in than Swiss cheese, means that a vast number of the barrels being thrown at you by the enemies here are invisible. Oh great, good, just what you wanted from a game that has bizarrely accurate hitboxes, invisible obstacles that will kill you time and time again as you try to collect the bloody coins on this bastard level. Arguably, one should never even bother attempting this challenge simply because the game stinks harder than even the bluest of fromage. And you'll be blue in the face should you ever try to complete this unbelievably hard side quest. Number 5. Gilded Falcon's Quest, Alundra. First off, if you've not played Alundra, then you, my brave soul, are missing out on a delicious slice of Secret of Mana vibing joy. The graphics, the gameplay, and of course, that ever chipper soundtrack are the types of things that will warm your soul on a cold winter's night. The Gilded Falcon quest, however, or Falcon, if you want to say it like that, might actually set your blood alight with how irritating it is to complete. Throughout the game, you can find 50 of these glorified golden geese, and you can return them to a quest giver in exchange for some pretty decent rewards. Now, you might be looking at the number and scoff, 50? I've collected all the Korok seeds in Breath of the Wild and murdered every pigeon in GTA 4. This is nothing! Well, hold on to your bonnet there, pal, because despite the lower quantity, these birds can literally fly the nest without you even noticing them, as some are in areas that you can only visit once and others actually have a bloody time limit on them. That's right, some of these collectibles have an inbuilt clock, which means that if you take too long, you'll be unable to complete the quest in its entirety. Good, great, perfect, no, thank you. My advice, just enjoy the game at your own pace. Number 4. Merman Meat. Castlevania Order of Ecclesia. Order of Ecclesia is a brilliantly engaging game and easily one of my favourite Castlevania experiences across the franchise. However, while its gameplay is like a loving neck bite, there's an absolutely shocking oversight to one of the game's quests that, depending on your mood, will either be hilarious to you or will see you staking the game through the heart. I'm speaking, of course, about the Merman Meat quest that Abram doles out to you. Now, with a description like that, you'd be thinking of heading down to the Merman spawn points and doing a bit of extreme fishing, right? Well, after potentially hours of doing this and coming up completely short, you might start to think that there's something very, very wrong. Maybe you're not using the right weapon. Maybe it needs to be done in a certain way. Well, surprisingly, it's neither. It turns out that thanks to a mistranslation, mermen don't actually drop merman meat. And instead, you'll have to battle some Lorelei's for the drop. Oh, and to top off this absolute fish cake of a f*** on, the drop is also extremely rare, meaning that this is still going to take you bloody ages. And I thought that Dracula and his Mirror Castle gimmick was annoying. Number 3. True Arena, Kirby's Return to Dreamland. When you think of Kirby, chances are that you think of charming and super simple platforming games with this little pink puffball center stage. Yet, despite this image being firmly locked in place within our minds, Sakurai really wants us to think of this chap as an absolute badass. I mean, look at some of the action sequences that they put him in when it comes to Smash Brothers. And if that wasn't clear enough telegraphing that they want us to see Kirby as a bad boy, look at the challenges presented to him in the form of the True Arenas. Throughout the Kirby franchise, players can unlock the True Arena, which is basically a boss rush mode complete with tougher foes and a few tweaks to their moves. In Kirby's Return to Dreamland, you face off against 15 of them, back to back, with little respite. Kirby games aren't usually thought of as difficult, but this? My god, it will make you feel challenged. And because this isn't spicy enough, while you can take up to 3 other players with you, you only get the rewards for completing this if you do it solo. Number 2. Venus Sigil, Final Fantasy X. If reading the heading of this entry isn't causing your tear ducts to automatically begin producing moisture, then my friend, you've never had the utter displeasure of one of Final Fantasy's most brutal side quests. On paper, it seems simple enough. Head to the Thunder Plains and just press the dodge button at the right time to avoid being struck by lightning. However, this is also like saying that climbing Everest is just about putting one foot in front of the other, and ignores little things like the fact that you have to dodge this lightning 200 times! 200 times. Shocking. The reaction window for this is so slight and the timing so inconsistent that many players agree that this is the hardest challenge of the entire game, even eclipsing some of the Dark Aeon battles, which themselves are seen as optional super bosses that would make grown gamers shrivel. For your efforts, you get the Venus Sigil, a key item that unlocks the power of Lulu's celestial weapon, and also a trophy, meaning that for completionists out there, this is an unfortunate must. And number 1, Delicate Flower, Hollow Knight. Curse you, Hollow Knight! How can this game be so cutesy and aesthetically beautiful, but also be so agonizingly hard? While the veneer of this game might be all smiles and wonderful minimalist design, this gameplay is so rock hard that you stand a good chance of knocking yourself out on it as you butt your head against it over and over. To make matters worse, alongside a punishing regular narrative, Hollow Knight hides a few devious side quests off the beaten path that basically serve just to beat you up. and at the head of these devious deviations is the Delicate Flower Challenge. Here you're tasked with delivering a beautiful petal pal to the grave of Grey Mourner's lover, which sees you travelling from the resting grounds all the way back to the Queen's Garden. Now you might be thinking, haha, that's bish bal, I'll hop on the old zippy zaps and teleport there pronto donto. Well, my friend, if you do this, the flower withers and dies, so you're going to have to make this journey by foot without getting hit once. And it's here that you remember what type of game the Hollow Knight is and likely cry a little. But if you want that mask shard, you better suck it up and get to stepping.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.